Danny, Serena, and Nick in the morning.
It's Radio 1.
So, imaginary drum roll, please. The next big artist to visit the UAE is on the phone with us right now. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yo, it's Zen, and I'm coming to the UAE on October 7th. Yeah. I'll be square.
All right, Zay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for talking to us. I know you've taken some time out of your busy schedule to do this. So the UAE is quite privileged then, Zane, because this is the first concert in the tour. It's coming right here to Dubai.
Yeah, it's the first concert.
Are you going to actually get to spend some time here and look around, or is it just show and go?
I've heard it's a very beautiful, scenic looking place. I just want to see everything. I want to see the buildings. I want to get out. I want to eat some food, enjoy the weather. There's a lot to do.
I might need to warn you, it is getting a little bit hot right now. We're talking 40 degrees right now through midday, so it is real hot. So make sure you bring some sun cream with you. What have you got coming up in your show? What's happening?
I'm just really focusing on the music and the vocals and, you know, just trying to make it a good show for everybody that comes. I guess that's just the main thing I'm focusing on. So it's going to be interesting.
The tracks that you've released already have been absolutely smashing it here in the UAE. We've had Shazam number ones for you in the region, and fans can't wait for it. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
The show that you're bringing, Zane, will it be the full thing, or are you going to like edit it for the region?
I don't know yet. I'm still just kind of rehearsing, getting it all together and everything. I haven't really decided what. Pretty much the same sort of show. I'll probably work on it a bit more for the actual tour, but this is just me just getting into the habit of doing a full show and, you know, running each song one after the other and then kind of just performing it to a crowd.
Since you've gone solo, like since you've struck out on your own, you've released your album, you've had loads of people that have basically been asking to collaborate with you, like Chris Brown, Conor Maynard, 50 Cent. Any of those up for a collaboration, perhaps?
I did a collab with Chris Brown and Usher. I enjoyed doing that. We did a song called Back to Sleep. I jumped on the remix. In terms of actually doing like a future proper collaboration, I haven't got anything in the pipeline yet, but they're all, you know, big names. If they want to associate themselves with me, I'd be honoured to work with them, so why not?
And who would you like to work with?
50 Cent, I guess.
And Zane, I've heard that... Are you studying?
Yeah.
Or are you going to be studying this year?
I'm looking into it, yeah. I'm going to try and do an English degree in the midst of all the craziness that's going on.
Yeah.
But to tour and to study at the same time, that's a lot of pressure.
You know what? It's not like I'm putting pressure on myself and saying I need a degree. I'm just doing it, you know, for educational purposes, for my own brain. And if I get the degree, I get the degree. If I don't, it's all good. I could research it. I'll be one of them old students. Out of the back. 40 years old.
You mean one of those creepy old students?
When nobody knows.
I love it. We cannot wait for your concert in October. It's going to be absolutely huge, and we look forward to seeing you here. Thank you very much for taking some time to speak to us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. I look forward to it. It was good chatting to you.
Hey, can't wait. Let's do some Zane. This is Like I Would on Radio 1.
Radio 1.